Good morning. Several months ago, we were watching the evening news. There's a particular program that Chris likes to tune into each evening, and I tend to listen with one ear and play Words with Friends on my iPad with the other ear so I can tune the news out if I get too worked up or too worried about the state of things. On this particular evening, though, it was around February 10th or 11th, the newscaster reported on the Asbury Revival going on at Asbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky. At most Christian colleges and universities, chapel attendance is required for students on certain weekdays and is built right into their class schedule. The host of this news program showed an interview with Asbury student body president, Allison Perfader, who said it was after a small group decided to openly, student decided to openly confess some of his sins to a small group of students that the atmosphere changed. She said, for seemingly no reason at all, on Wednesday, February 8th, our chapel service didn't end. That's kind of the logistical side of what's been going on. On the deeper side of things, what's been happening here since Wednesday is there's a young army of believers who are rising to claim Christianity, the faith, as their own, as a young generation and as a free generation, and that's why people cannot get enough. Ms. Perfader talked about the movement of the Holy Spirit on national TV. A news anchor gave her several minutes of his time. And in a follow-up interview several days later, a reporter in Asbury, standing with students while interviewing them, talked about her own Christian faith and told the students, "May God bless you," at the end of the interview. This happened on the evening news, on national TV. Years ago, this may not have been shocking. As recently as 2008, according to a Gallup poll, 80% of Americans affiliated with Christianity. Pew Research says that in 2020, that number had fallen to 64% of Americans. And NPR says that American Christianity could dip below 50% by the year 2070. In the early 2000s, when we still lived on the farm, there was a years-long drought. It was so bad that 100-year wells were drying up. The Musselshell River actually quit flowing right behind our house, and ag producers were really panicked. Studies showed that the water table was so low, unprecedentedly low, that it would take decades to bring it back up to its normal level. However, in the spring of 2011, we had some above normal late snowpack in the mountains and about 5 inches of rain all at once, much like our area did last year when we experienced all the flooding. Anyway, between April and July of 2011, the water table had been replenished and was not only back to normal, but it was above normal. My point is, we don't have to fulfill NPR's suggestion that by 2070, less than half of Americans will be Christian. Together with God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can stop this trend. Steve Reese wrote in a February 27th edition of God Reports that the Asbury University Revival had spread to at least 31 locations worldwide. Reese wrote of Dr. Jim Garlow, a pastor, best-selling author, historian, and commentator who had spoken and written about the Asbury Awakening since it began February 8th, and said that an official list of places experiencing revival, when compiled, would include hundreds of locations. Hotspots included 6 locations in Kentucky and places as far away from where the outpouring began, like Maine, Minnesota, and Michigan. Nations on Garlow's informal tally of Holy Spirit outpourings include Israel, Mexico, New Zealand, Brazil, Australia, and Africa. The Asbury Revival itself lasted from February 8th to 23rd, when it ended on the National Collegiate Day of Prayer. Asbury University was fatigued, and they needed to get back to their normal cycle. The revival could have lasted indefinitely, but they needed to plan an end. 15,000 people each day came from over 200 academic institutions from multiple countries. There were hundreds of salvations. This revival spurred many people, especially, although not exclusively, in Generation Z, to come to Christ. Other revivals popped up around the same time, and at several of the additional revival sites, Asbury was not even mentioned. Samford University in Alabama, Lee in Tennessee, and Baylor in Texas are several sites where students spent extra time in praise and prayer. When I got online to research, it was inspiring to realize how many young people are feeling and seeing God act in their lives to spur them into action. This may be the beginning of the flood that ends the drought and turns those predicted poll numbers around. Matthew 18, 19 through 20, in these verses, Jesus tells us, "Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." Please rise for praise songs.